Okay. And everybody will be introducing themselves. That's how we do.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, love me forever. That's the wish that we all have. And of course, Ilona Europa, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time, Accent On. 3 years behind us, but I don't know how many years in front of us, but we are doing okay. Thank you for listening. And Accent On. We know that everybody knows, I hope, who listens, that I'm Polish and very proud to be Polish, a singer, songwriter, human being, mother, and I'm just from time to time having like celebration of everything what is the best of Poland and Europe in this one gorgeous studio. Then today's is one of these days. I will be sharing so many talents that are coming from my country and from Europe that I don't even know what to do. And I am overwhelmed even by so many people in the studio, and I want to, in 50 minutes, to do everything right, because obviously they are my Polish wonderful friends, and everything to be just perfect. But if it will not be perfect, that we will like anyway. Then what can I say? Okay, we'll be singing today. We'll be talking about great new company that is designing company and the clothing that they design, and the idea behind the company is just hot. Hot? Is this the nice way to say? Okay, come on. Okay, we have to, Roxy or Roxana, you are the head of this company. Could we talk a little bit? Who are you? What are you doing here? And just tell me a little bit about your company. That's how we'll start.
Okay, so my name is Zana, my professional name. I'm the co-founder of the company. My partner Yash is in the studio today as well.
Hey, can you say hi to us?
Hello, I'm Yash.
That's beautiful name. You need to tell us where you are from originally.
I grew up in Paris. My full name is Yash. It was actually a Russian name, a Russian Jewish name, but I'm not even Russian. My mother just loved the name.
It's a beautiful name. That's great name, Yasha. Mm-hmm. But I like feel like both of you like each other a lot. Is this true?
Yes.
I would hope so.
It's like a really love, or it's just we are working together, or both?
No. It's definitely a strong connection, and we work very well together. So
that's very important. I really, really believe, because your statement on the website is that you all are like family. Then I would love to talk a little bit about that. Having company who is so young. We will be in 50 minutes in another studio. Then everybody, please switch to the video channel on LA Talk Radio, and everybody can see us. We are good-looking people, and we'll be seeing some young faces, very young, gorgeous faces, and there are faces for the company. What is the company name?
Our company is called Pangean.
Interesting.
So, spell it out for them.
Could you tell us? Yes. Spell for us.
Pangean is P-A-N-G-E-A-N. Pangea was the supercontinent that existed when all continents were one. So if you are Pangean, you are from the supercontinent of Pangea.
And wow. You are Pangean.
Yes.
That's interesting. I think this will resonate very well with young people and parents, hopefully, too. Mm-hmm. Because it's just not only name, just has a story behind it, has the togetherness, and has the just all earthy and above earth feeling to it, and is modern, is voguish, and is like all of you, little different. Why do you think your company is different from another one? And then we'll be talking a little bit about your store, which is already open, yes, for the business.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, why do you think your company is maybe a little bit different than another?
I think there's two reasons. Well, conceptually, the concept is different. The idea, the symbol, the name. But also, we make everything from sustainable fabric. So we try to have as least damage on the earth as possible. So that's the technical way that it's different.
The next question will be where you find this type of fabrics.
Oof, it's hard.
That's the trouble.
Yeah, it's very hard because what we're trying to do, it doesn't really exist. Yes. So we have to create it ourselves a lot of the time. Right now, there's a few sources online, but we've been working with a company in Fiji that cleans the recycled bottles from the ocean. And a lot of these fabrics are made from recycled, post-consumer recycled plastic bottles. A lot of the times when we can't find 100% recycled, then we will get 100% organic cotton because they use less water, the working conditions are better. Everything, we try to have everything made in the USA also. We're working with a new thing called kinetic colorization, which is the way of sublimating the fabric that uses no water. And there's only one place in the world that does this, and it's in Carson in California.
Interesting. So, God, thank
you. Don't tell them too much information.
Yeah. It's okay.
No, it's the very first. It's a very, very new technology, like a year old, so it's brand new. And it uses almost zero water, so it's pretty revolutionary.
That's very interesting. You know, when I'm thinking old carpets, when I'm thinking like really, really Indian style of coloring, they were using sometimes from the bugs, you know, so I don't even know what they do to use this, but many, many years later, we still have great colors. Then it will be interesting if what you are talking about can keep the color alive for a long, long time. Yes.
It's a very vivid colors. Yeah, very beautiful colors.
It works like magnets, I believe.
Okay.
So the clothing comes on
it's
like
not
a
like
magnet.
Painting, it just sucks you as a magnet to the
clothing. Yeah, it's not on the surface, it's really inside, very, very deep in the fabric. So it's
Yeah, everybody, in 50 minutes, we need to see this great design. You'll be talking a little bit about this t-shirt that you have on you. Is this made this way?
Well, yes. This.
Wow.
And this is 100% recycled fabric also.
And can you wash this normally? No problem.
Yeah,
and
I've washed a few times already.
Ooh, that's great. I don't want to talk about pricings, but obvious people will be interesting if this is something that everybody can afford and where we can buy all of that goodies. Okay, maybe first link to your name for your website.
It's quite simple. It's www.pangean.clothing to get directly linked to the clothing. The brand as a whole, www.pangean.co.
That's cute. Yeah. That's so cool. You know, I'm like, why is that? I'm like, okay. Wait, no. Then one more time, the main website.
www.pangean.co. C-O.
Lovely, lovely. And I know that is also this company has need to just speak as a lifestyle clothing company. I think lifestyle for what age group?
As of now, it's a pretty young age group. I would say maybe 13 to 26. What do you think?
Yeah, something like that. 13 to 30 type of thing.
Gosh, I'm older. I want one. Yeah, everybody who is in the studio, we can scream. We're a little bit older, but boy, we want it. Yes. Larissa, what do you think? Would you like to wear a great shirts and pants? We'll talk what they are selling there, but probably you know a little bit what they have on the website. Do you?
Yes, of course. I'm the Pangean grandmother. I'm Roxy's, Zana's mom, and I already wear the stuff, and it's not only for younger. I strongly disagree. They're very comfortable. They wash great. And very unique for all ages.
No, then I'm missing something on your website. Where is the old people like us that we can purchase that and we have money?
No, it's not exclusive. I was just saying that's the age group that usually gravitates, but it's for everyone. Everyone that likes it can purchase it.
We are talking lifestyle. We are talking saving the earth. We are talking something new, voguish, different, and colorful with idea. I think we all are hip. then and the parents, they need to pay for that anyway, then you better go and give them something. I'm saying, mama, not this, you know, cut out or whatever it is, not too long. But you can have pants for exercise. I don't know what.
We're working on it. And Penjin Grandma is helping with some designs as well.
What a hot grandma in the studio. And that's what is, I don't want to introduce you this way, but, you know, I'm grandma too. Then I will say we are both amazing hot grandmas, okay? From Poland, originally from Poland. Larissa, what is your second name?
My last name is Baldowin.
That's a beautiful, unusual name. Is Polish or Russian?
Actually, it's Italian.
No!
Yes, it was shortened from either Baldovino, Baldovinetti.
The Bella Baldovin. Oh,
but it was shortened, yes.
That's lovely. But you were born?
I was born actually in Ukraine.
Gosh, what else?
No.
Born in Ukraine, the parents from Italy?
No.
Grandparents?
No. This is by my, that's my married name.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I understand.
Yes.
Now I feel better.
Right.
Okay. The Italy, we love Italians. A week ago, right. I had an amazing actor. What a hot man. Great looking guy and great actor. And he was like FBI in Italy. And now he's doing scripts and films in LA and with beautiful wife who is a singer. What a great couple. American wife and, you know, Italian actor. Beautiful guy. But you are a very special lady. You were 14 years old when you left Poland. Yes. And you were raised in my own hometown, which I just found out 2 days ago. This is crazy.
That's insane. Yes, we're both from town called Gliwice. We're very proud of it.
Oh, we love this town. Yes. Very unusual town, and lots of smart people came from this town.
Exactly.
I will say till this day, and not only music and art. You are a photographer, but you're an artist.
Yes, I do a lot of graphic design. And I'm also very fortunate that Pangeans asked me to help them design some clothing. I'm so excited about it.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, now I'm sure we'll have some little tiny link to above 40 and boom, whatever. That would be cool. I want to talk about your photography. I, of course, on Accent on page on the Facebook and Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe Facebook, where I already post your pictures and your great photography. What a charismatic, beautiful layer of colors, moods, and unusual twist on the reality. You're capturing pictures sometimes how we wish world looks like. You know, you're picking up stuff and putting in places that are so unusual. Is your vision of world, or you are playing with our minds because you decided to?
You know, it's not even that, but I love the way you see things. It's, you know, I always love to capture the moment. It's not even, I'm very good with Photoshop, so obviously everything is done in Photoshop, but sometimes the actual picture will not give you the feeling of how it really is. So this is where you need extra layers. And when you smoothly intertwine these layers, you get the feeling.
I just love the colors because you are working, I don't know, magically. I think your colors are great. They seem like sometimes strong, but they fit beautifully. You're like pointing on something and you go, whoa. And you look at in this corner, that corner, things are happening. It's like first look, then layers of unusual things popping up from your painting, whatever you call this. To me, it's almost like paintings, photography, but very, very cool. Could you tell us a little bit when you started to make photography this way?
Well, actually, I was first time I actually saw the possibility was in late 70s, I would say, and there was this magazine called Omni magazine. It was all about futuristic stuff, and on the cover there was this amazing picture that was layered. This is before Photoshop, and Richard Horowitz, which is an amazing photographer who is probably the father of this Photoshop stuff, and I was just like
bugging.
I needed to know how to do it, and when Photoshop first came out, I tried to learn by myself, and it just, you can't. So in 2000, I took courses at Kingsborough Community College in Brooklyn, and I was so fortunate to have a mentor who really taught me so much, and he made me join National Association of Photoshop Professionals immediately, and that's it.
And now,
sky's the limit.
30-something years later, you are so good at that.
Thank you.
You are not only making photography, feature faces, covers on an album. You liked some really important people ask you to do covers for the books. Could you tell us a little bit, what do you think is the coolest things that you did in last maybe 30, 20, 15 years, whatever? What is, like, just you think the stepping stone to make you believe that you are doing something very, very special for yourself, and hopefully people love it too?
Actually, right now, I'm so excited to do for Pangeans, because this is like the baby company that I so believe in. And I see what they're wearing every day, what they come up with, and they respect my view. So this is my excitement for now. But what I always did is just to stop the moment. You know, with the picture, stop the moment. And the greatest is still to come. I just retired specifically to concentrate on photography.
Beautiful.
And to do what I always wanted to do, but was extremely busy with many other things. So we'll see.
Okay, and we have two more wonderful guests in our studio. Three, really, because we have Michał. Okay, Michał. Hi, Michał.
Hi,
Michael.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I just
fine.
Want to add that Loriska is very modest.
Yes.
She did a very famous poster for DNA.
James Watson. Right.
And she also did book covers for his book.
We need to have this on the radio.
I was also the only one who was allowed to photograph Elie Wiesel when he was getting his awards at the United Nations.
Jankarski Awards,
yes. So, you know, I've done a few things.
Photographed Elizabeth Taylor. Oh, hello. We want to know that, too.
Right.
Okay. Elizabeth Taylor, you photographed?
Beautiful.
Oh, what a beautiful lady. You've got lots of facials, similarity to her. You're a beautiful lady.
Thank you.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth Taylor, how does this happen?
Actually, it just happened. I was at the right place at the right time.
Not
and I
mostly
was
in life.
Very pregnant, so people couldn't stampede all over me. So.
They couldn't be too angry at you. Yeah, anyway, then we have with you wonderful human being that you love dearly.
Yes.
And you love this gentleman for many, many years. And we love him too, as a Polish people, Polish culture, and my parents and myself also. I was listening to your voice and I know your songs on the radio. But I was a young lady and my parents, like I said, they loved everything what you were doing. But something happened in 1968 that you needed to also leave my country.
Right. In 1968, I was forced to leave Poland with my family and end up coming to America, to New York, where I went to school in University of Pennsylvania. And started my profession in environmental planning. And now, being a retired person, I can devote more time for my singing career.
Oh,
so I go very often to Poland and have concerts there.
But you still are not telling us the essence of what I want you to tell us and leave this on the radio. Accent On is a very unusual radio show. We are bringing people with an accent, people who have beautiful life stories. Sometimes the story is not so easy. Sometimes it's very hard, but mostly my guests are making great, great life for themselves because of their passion or because of their success or because just, you know, they're in right time, in right place. And America is the home for people who, if they want to do something, they can do it.
Absolutely.
You know, I have my radio show too, and I barely speak English. Ha, ha, ha. And people like to listen. I know people love, Americans love people with an accent, but we need to be louder than it. Then what makes people love us more? Because we have life stories that are different from lots of people who are born here. Then Michał Hochman or Michael Hochman. Yeah, I want to know a little bit more. This is not that your family needed to leave Poland. There was a bad time for Jewish people in Poland. Yes, it was like a really big immigration also.
Right. It was a government-initiated campaign, anti-Semitic campaign. And my parents lost their jobs, and so they couldn't,
they couldn't
themselves survive. So we decided to leave.
Did you? Did your parents have a family here in New York?
No.
Really?
They have nobody.
Because everybody thinks, oh, you left. Everybody's waiting for
the... My whole family was killed during the war. So yeah. My parents were orphans.
And America is your home?
Yes, absolutely.
But you are 5 months a year in Poland now. And I love that because that's what I think Accenton is. We are building bridge between both countries. And I know that if you feel like your country is your country and America is your country, it's just country. And that's what our beautiful new company is saying too. We are talking that we are one. You know, we are like family. Business is a family too. You could be very successful with everything what you do. Michael, we'll be listening to your songs. They're a little bit retro, and we'll have another song that you will describe a little bit, the story behind the songs. We have with us another friend of mine, which I like so, so much. And he was here a few months ago, 8 months ago practically. Come on closer to me, Mr. Adam. You know, hello, Adam Abramek.
Hi.
Adam Abramek, he is a very, very talented gentleman also. Music producer, singer. You are not singer,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not singer.
Come on.
I'm not
you need to take some lessons from me. I'll make you a singer star in America. I'm joking. But you are a songwriter. You are a great, great producer. You have so many awards in Europe that I knew you. I thought I knew you, but I knew you from the Skype conversation when we were working on an album with a very known European singer. And then 8 months ago, you popped up, invited you for interview. You were here on a NAM last year at NAM, this year.
Exactly.
And you came with your beautiful, wonderful, talented, also producer, music producer, son, Alan. And we just start writing, co-writing, and magic happened.
Cooperating.
We have a new... what is the Ignite that we put together? How we call this?
Ignite is a music production company.
Yes, because I think that we are creating something very special. I have a lot of talent that I'm working with, and we would like to see if we can make amazing music with these young, talented people, not so young too. Then Ignite, that's what Ignite will be doing. And Shitanya Ivaturi, Raju Ivaturi, Kira, Natasha Mira, and a lot of Taylor.
Carol,
yes,
well.
They are working with us, and we saw three more artists from all around the world, and we'll see if we can like find some corner of the market that nobody yet did before, just creating something different. Tell me a little bit, Adam, about your story. You are in America a lot, the same way like all of us, you know, in Poland, in America. What are you doing in America outside of working with us?
So I cooperate with American musicians like George Hazelrig, Jeff Hazelrig, Tom Spiker, and we work on music for Polish artists.
Interesting, which means that Polish people are interested to hire American artists to work for them because they believe that maybe something from here will be more
different color
than and again it's like marriage made in heaven because we have two continents working beautifully. And is this not what Accenton is about? Okay, then I think this is a beautiful time to just play something happy and happen. That this is Natasha Mira with new song Listen Up.
Yeah.
We have another version for Kira Nicole, which hopefully we'll hear this version a little bit later, maybe next week, we'll see. But right now, Natasha Mira, which obviously I'm playing the song a lot on my show because Natasha Mira is my daughter. Everything stays in the family. Okay, listen up. Ilona Europa and Adam Abramek wrote the song. Adam Abramek made magic happen when it comes to production, of course, also. And Natasha Mira has a great voice.
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow. I miss you. Miss you. Where are you?
Listen up, everybody. Natasha Mira, great song, happy song, and great guest on Accent On with host Ilona Europa. We have beautiful, amazing, talented people. One more time, if I can introduce everybody. Let's start for these young, gorgeous, smart visionaries who will be creating the futuristic clothing for all of us, and we will be paying happily to wear them. Okay, what is your name again?
My name is Zana.
And your company name?
Pangean.
And with you, we have?
And I'm Yash.
Yash, and you both are working for this company, yes?
Yes. I'm the founding father, and she's the founding mother.
Oh, don't you beautiful? I'm not saying we have grandmother that is also founder, but she calls herself this way. Then, okay, again, Larissa, one more time your name.
Larissa Baldobin.
Yes, and you are working with this company also. They allowed you to maybe, you know...
Yes.
Yes, create some nice vision for them too. But you are an artist and a photographer, then everybody please go for Accent On, both of my shows on Facebook, and just see the links. If you want to connect with these people, write to them or talk to them, everybody can find them. And then we have this amazing, amazing artist that I'm so proud to meet. Hello, one more time. We'll be listening to your songs. Then Michał Hochman is here, and I would love to start playing your music. Is this okay?
Yes.
How can I not start from Konik na biegunach?
It's a live version.
It's a live version, that's with guitars and lovely. This song is like 40 years old?
More. It's almost 50 years.
Okay, that's beautiful. Has staying power.
Yes.
You know, that's all what we want to know.
Old.
And I know that some of stars from rock world in Poland, they did their own versions of the song, and they are doing well.
Absolutely.
You know, really known band, rock bands. Then I'm saying sometimes something what was very good many, many years ago can be even better now. And now you are going back to Poland and you are singing, then people probably are going crazy when you are on the stage.
Sometimes I have to sing it 3-4 times.
Okay, that will be the first time in America on the radio, hopefully. I'm joking, but maybe not. But on the Lady Talk radio, for sure, for the first time, I'm honored to play Konik na biegunach. To how we will translate this for English?
Is the rocking horse? The rocking horse.
Oh, we all always wanted one.
oczami na strych odejdą czołowi żołnierze. Przeminie jak wiatr uśmiechów twych świat, kolory marzeniom odbierze. Za rok, może dwa, schodami na strych, za misiem kudłatym poczłapią. Beztroskie znów dni i zobaczysz, że jednak wspaniałym był on.
Komik z drzewakowi na biegunach, zwykła zabawka, mała huśtawka, a rozkołysze rozwagi.
Codzienna to twa karuzela. Nie lalka, sołka, nie piłka czy gra, bez reszty twój czas ci zabiera. Ulica szeroka, wystawa to tu, na chwilę przystanie zdziwiony. Uśmiechnij się więc i zawołaj, jak wtedy, gdy na grzbiecie cię niósł.
Konik trzeba koń na biegunach, zwykła zabawka, mała huśtawka, ale z kołysze rozbawi. Konik trzeba koń na biegunach, przyjaciel wiosny, uśmiech radosny, każdy powinien go mieć.
Radosny to dzień, wspaniały to dzień, wracają z ołowiu żołnierze. Ze strychu znów dół, schodami aż tu wrócili, lecz już nie do ciebie. By ktoś miał jak ty beztroskie znów dni, powrócił przyjaciel ten z wiosny. Dlaczego to każdy już powie, na plecach przyniosłeś go tu.
Zabawka, mała sztafka, ale z kołysze rozbawi. Konik strzeba koń na biegunach, przyjaciel wiosny, uśmiech radosny, każdy powinien go mieć. Konik strzeba koń na biegunach, zwykła zabawka, mała sztafka.
This is like I see my mom and daddy singing. You know, sorry, everybody on the in weddings, I love the song too. Everybody sings, you know, in the big celebrations, family celebration. This is a big hit. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, then you can tell me a little bit, what you can tell me about the song. How does this happen that you sang this one?
The song is originally from Cabaret from Krakow. And I met those guys who wrote the music and the lyrics in Kołobrzeg during the singing camp, where Krzysztof Komeda was in charge of the camp, Jerzy Platowski, Jan Zilber.
Everybody in Hollywood.
And unfortunately, I didn't have a good repertoire because I was singing in English.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, everyone was listening to Radio Luxembourg at that time.
Yeah,
so
free Europa.
We tried to imitate all those singers, Elvis Presley, Paul Anka, etc. So,
keep your hand on my shoulder.
That's right.
Okay, I loved him.
Treat me like a fool.
Yes, you know, he was the first one, and Tom Jones, that I saw in America. It was like, Everybody, what? I'm like, that's my heroes.
Oh, so anyway, Krzysztof Komeda said that the song that Franek Serwatka sang fits my vocals.
Yes.
So he said, try it out. So they agreed, of course, to give it to me. And the first time I sang it in the national TV program in 1963. And after that, I got thousands and thousands of requests for lyrics. And eventually, I recorded this for a third program of Polish radio in 1965. And that version became very popular.
Wow.
And I also, I must say this, I was accepted to Opole Festival in 1965 as part of the Pagard group. And I sang Konik na Biegunachen, and they said, this song is cheap sentimental, sentimentalism, so they offer me another one, which I did not accept it, so I just resigned.
Oh, you didn't sing in Opole? Opole,
no, I sang later with my own repertoire.
But never, never this song was...
Right.
That's so wrong, because this is the festival when people decide that this is a hit.
Right.
Whole amphitheater, whole 20,000-30,000 people can never let you leave stage. Right. You know, then that was a big mistake.
It's a sing-along song.
It's a sing-along song, yes. Ay. Okay, now then this song probably will feed your grandchildren, grandchildren for many years. And if you decide to sing in Poland more often, nobody will let you come back to America. Then I don't know if Larissa is okay with that. And
Larissa never leaves me. So
now, yes, you both are traveling a lot. You have a very, very colorful life, which is great. You have somebody in the studio also that we cannot forget to mention. And this is beautiful company that is always with both of you. Who is this gorgeous part of family? Could, yes, Larissa, you can tell us.
Yes, this is Jack Russell Terrier. He's 14 years old. His name is Dylan Baldovin. And
I'm sorry, Sir Dylan.
Now he became recently Sir. He earned it. And
he went into UK with you, yes?
Sure.
That's why he got this name?
He was knighted.
When he's traveling with both of you all around the world, and how do you do that? Obviously, he's an amazing, well-behaved dog. He's just the most charming dog ever. He's on the lap for the last 40 minutes and just doesn't care. I wish I can make interview with him, but everybody will see him on a camera. Then if you don't care about how we look, everybody needs to care how our Russell looks, because Terrier, right, he is perfect dog. Then it's time to rescue some dogs, people. Then go to the every places that you can and just have a dog. I have had two, now I have one, and I had in Poland one. I'm crazy about animals, but this dog is too special for the world. You travel with him everywhere, both of you.
And I have to add that for past probably 11 years, Dylan and me are collaborating on his photographic autobiography.
And I think somebody here next to me, the name is Adam Abramek, he had something to do with that? It was his idea to
actually
do books?
Yes, Adam Abramek inspired us to work on the book.
And Adam is saying, what, me? But, you know, we were talking about this last night. It was a great party, and we really had a good conversation with Larissa. Yeah. And she said, you are a very special gentleman, not only very special producer and singer, songwriter. You are not singer, but you are writing songs. We made you sing. We need to make you sing. I think you put your voice on Natasha's Listen Up. I heard your voice, wasn't you? Who did this?
It wasn't me. It was a process, Natasha's voice.
Oh my gosh, you made her sound like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Cool for you. I was hoping it's you. That would be a different story.
I like her voice like one octave.
You did octave lower for her, and wow, she's got her man's voice. Okay, tell her that. Okay, then now we are going to more serious songs. Yes, because we have a song that we'll be playing, and this is
Ojfin Prepeczyk.
What does this mean?
Near the fireplace. My mother always talked to me, why don't I sing some songs in Yiddish? And I, of, of course, objected to this because, you know, I was a rock singer, you know, soft rock singer. So why should I sing nostalgic before the war songs? So once my parents passed away, you know, I decided to get closer to my roots. And as a result, I made my CD with songs that favorite song of my mother.
Oh.
So some of them were Polish songs, Jewish songs before the war. Some of them are Jewish American songs.
I think you need to think about letting people in America know more about this album. This is not only supposed to be directed to Polish community. I think here you have even more chance to be loved. And it's like sing-along songs too, because, you know, the music is just very heartwarming and your vocal is so perfect for that. Adam, did you have something to do with this album?
Yes.
Closer to microphone, my Mr. Producer.
Yes, I was co-producer with Michael.
Yeah.
So I did mixes as well and mastering.
That's so cool.
The live version that we're going to hear, mastering did somebody from LA.
Yeah.
Okay, time to play.
Häufen Pripetschi brennt der Feuer und im Stieb ist heiß. Der Rebbe lernt kleine Kinderlag, dem Alef Beis. Und der Rebbe lernt kleine Kinderlag, dem Alef Beis. Setzi Kinderlag, denk sie teire, wo sie lernen doch. Such sie noch einmal und danke noch einmal. Komets Alef Om. Such je noch amol und takke noch amol. Komets Alef Om. Lern Kinderlach, lern hat nicht meure. Lern Alef Beis. Glücklich ist der Ried, wo es kennt die Teure. Und das Alef Beis. Glücklich ist der Ried, wo es kennt die Teure. Und das Alef Beis. Prüfen Pripetschi, brennt der Feier und in Stieb ist heiß. Kleine Kinderlach, dem Alef Beis. Und der Rebbe lernt kleine Kinderlach, dem Alef Beis. Setzi Kinderlach, denk sie teire, wo sie lernen dom. Such sie noch einmal und trage noch einmal. Komets Alef Om. Such je noch amol und takke noch amol. Komets Alef Om. Lern Kinderlach, lern hat nicht meure. Lernen Alef Beis. Glücklich ist der Ried, wo's kennt die Teure. Und das Alef Beis. Glücklich ist der Ried, wo's kennt die Teure. Und das Alef Beis.
Thank you. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Anybody who listened to this show, and I know we have thousands of people downloading physically this song, which is amazing, and how many hundreds of thousands people listen to this show today, I don't know. But hopefully when people will be downloading and people hopefully will be passing around maybe this song, please contact us. I think we have some star that was born on Accent On. I know that you think you are born many, many years ago, but sometimes it's a moment in life, then things are happening for a reason. This is so beautiful for the market that probably will love you so much to bring them back, the memories, the childhood memories, grandparents' memories. And the albums like that, they don't happen easily. You have voice for it, soul for that, history, life history for that. You just became from the Poland, you are in America doing your life your way, but now is the time to go back to something what was worthwhile. It is worthwhile. This album is just beautiful. Adam,
thank you very much.
Cannot wait. Adam Abramek,
thank you very much.
Co-produced this album.
Marisa did the cover.
Marisa, you are amazing. You know, he's so handsome on this picture. Oh my gosh, he is so, so handsome. And the title is in Polish. There is no more towns like that in the world. I think they are existing in our hearts. Because when I think Gliwice, oh, let's not cry, people. I could do that the same. You know, I want something from my memory. I even post on my Facebook today little animated movie. And I was 5, 4, 6, 7 years old when I was watching the animated story before I was going to sleep. And somebody posted the tiny film. I almost fell from the chair. I'm like, oh, I just always sang to my Natasha this little music. Now I can show her. Well, Natasha, my daughter, when she comes back from work, if she ever comes back, they work her so hard. Anyway, I love it. This album is just beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for this wonderful introduction.
In a way, yes.
Would you like to be my manager?
Yes, yes, of course. We all are managers for each other because I think, yes, in a way, everybody needs to help everybody. And absolutely, that's only how we can go and get ahead in this life. You cannot do on your own nothing, you know. And I would like a little bit for my beautiful young people. Do you want to say something? Roxy?
No,
that's okay. We have still time. Roxy, I would like to play something for you and your father, the co-owner too. This is another little short version because I will fade out. But it's Natasha Mira, also recorded with a very unusual hip-hop artist who plays and composes a lot of great stuff. And he's called Kid Genius. Very unusual song. I will play a little bit because you never know. I think eventually you'll be bringing artists to your website and probably you'll be representing some type of, when it comes to lifestyle, great artistry and whatnot, the young, unusual artists who dream big and they create or recreate unusual style of music. But this one is just a cool song, I think, and very cool, very sad.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Come and love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the
Shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You drive so now so lost control. Yeah, you said you love me, but then you left me, and you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
We need to say bye-bye for today, but one more information, okay? Could you tell us a little bit, because you not only create your great company, clothing company, what you are about doing?
Yeah, so our clothing company actually started as making music videos. It's a film production company primarily, and then we started creating our clothing and having our artists wear it in their videos. So our music videos could be seen at www.pangean.vision.
Lovely. Okay, I think this is a perfect time to say goodbye until next Monday. They will be back. Everybody will be back here. They are always in LA. We'll be updating their lives for all of us. Right now, everybody switch to video channel 10 minutes. We are starting Accent On, the best of Poland and Europe on the video channel.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.